Thank you for calling UPMC Health Plan, dedicated line for Passavant Memorial Homes.
Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. If you are calling today as a member, press 1. If you are calling as a healthcare provider, press 2. If you are a participating provider and you are calling regarding general claim status, member eligibility, benefit information, creating or checking on an authorization, accessing an EOP, or check information, UPMC Health Plan requires you to utilize our self-servicing options via our online portal at www.upmchealthplan.com/providers or our IVR. For provider services, please press 1. If you're calling about community health choices, press 2. For web support or other provider online issues.
Welcome to the UPMC Virtual Assistant. Before we get started, we would like to verify some information. Please say your tax ID number. Please say your NPI number.
185-125-2755.
Sorry, I didn't get that. Can you please enter your NPI number using your keypad? The information you have entered is incorrect or incomplete. You can say, try again to enter your information again, or provider advocate to be transferred to a live agent. As a reminder, you can also take advantage of our self-service options available 24/7 via our provider online portal at upmchealthplan.com/providers. Thanks for calling UPMC Health Plan and Provider Services.
We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey. Please hold. Your call will be answered by the next available representative. Please stay on the line, and the next available representative will assist you. All agents are busy assisting other customers, but we're doing our best to answer your call as soon as we can.
Good morning. Thank you for calling UPMC Provider Services. This is Colleen. How may I help you?
Hi, it's Becky from Family First Care.
Hi. You said your name is Becky?
Yep.
And do you have a tax ID number, please, or a billing NPI?
Sure. Our tax ID is 8228. 435-55.
Okay. Let me just pull that up one moment, please. I do have that. Thank you so much. And do you have the member's ID number you're calling about?
Yes, I do. Her number is 730-147-3703.
And the member's name, date of birth, and address, please, Becky.
Sure. Dina Lee Fuentes. Date of birth, January 9th, 2000. And she lives on 2755 North Waterloo Street, Philadelphia.
State and zip code, please.
Pennsylvania 19133.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. Could I have your callback number?
Sure, 267-551-7417.
All right. And what can I do for you today?
I'm wondering if I could request her authorization. She already had a service coordinator assessment, and I just wanted to make sure that you guys have the correct, like, agency information, tax ID, stuff like that, so that when the authorization is ready to be sent over, it comes to the right place.
Okay. So, Did you want to initiate an authorization, or are you trying to verify if there is an authorization?
I mean, I'm not exactly sure the way you guys term it, but she had the service coordinator assessment on, what was it, like, on 7/29.
Okay.
So we're already, what, like, a week and more, like, what, 6, 1, 2, 3, like, almost 10, between 7 to 10 days. So this is really when we should hear if she's approved for services and get the authorization. So apparently the service coordinator told the patient that she's working on it and stuff. But I just felt it was important to make sure that, you know, they hear from the agency and get the correct information so it gets sent over to the right place, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So I guess it's initialized.
So let me just check something on here. So they're working on trying to get an authorization for the member to be seen by you?
For the member to be serviced by us, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And it would be by the Family First Care.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. As of right now, I'm not showing any authorization would be on file. Has the member called in to say they wanted you to be their caregiver?
I believe so. And also, I think at the service coordinator assessment, they said which agency they wanted to choose. I'm not exactly sure. Every insurance, you know, works differently. Like, at the service coordinator assessment meeting, right, when the service coordinator asked which agency will you use, and they say, like, is it necessary for us to be calling in and get, like, verifying our address and things like that, or not necessarily? Once, like, the patient gives that information, they have it, and it usually goes through normally.
Okay.
Do you happen to know?
Well, we verify every member, but anyway, I'm not quite sure if this member, because it does look like you are out of network, but that might be why. Maybe it's taking a little longer. I don't know. But let me see if, and you are calling from the facility then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'm going to see if possibly can get in touch with the Provider Services Coordination Department, okay?
Okay.
And see what's going on with see if possibly there's any updates from the service coordinator about getting this member authorized to see this agency. So would you be able to hold for me for a moment?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Becky, I appreciate your patience. Do you mind holding another moment for me, please?
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Becky, I do apologize on the delay. This will just be another moment if you don't mind.
Please. No problem.
Thank you.
Really funny. She's steadfast. She's steadfast.
Hello. Thank you, Becky, so much for your patience. I appreciate that. And, Becky, I have Jessica on the line now with our Provider Service Coordination Department, okay? And she is actually going to take over from here, all right? And you both have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Becky. Can you just verify the participant's name and date of birth again for me, please?
Sure. Name is Dina Lee Fuentes.
Okay.
Date of birth is 1-9-2000.
Okay, and you were calling to see about why there wasn't an authorization in the system yet, is that correct?
Yeah, and if you could just put in our agency information, that way when the authorization does come through, it should go to the right place.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, it looks like she had her assessment on the 29th. It can take up to 10 business days for that to go all the way completely through, so that might be the reason why. But let me see if I can reach out to the coordinator. Hang on one moment. Thank you. Becky, are you still there?
Yeah.
Thank you for holding. She is currently in a meeting right now, but I can send her a message if you would like.
Sure. The message is just if you could put down our agency info so that way the authorization gets sent. I don't have an issue that it's not here yet. It's just, like, I'm assuming it's just still being processed. As long as we, you know, we have the right info on our agency so that way it doesn't get a hold up later.
Okay. What's the correct info for your agency?
So it's Family First Care.
Okay.
And then one second. I'm assuming you would need. It's okay. Okay, it's Family First Care LLC.
Okay.
Our address is 1 Winding Drive.
Okay.
Suite 205.
Okay.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania 19131.
Okay.
Our tax ID is 8228.
Okay.
43.
Okay.
555.
All right.
And I think that's it, right? That's all you need?
Yep. Yep. So I have 1 Winding Drive, Suite 205, Philadelphia, PA, and then tax ID number 822-843-555, and the Family First LLC. Is that correct?
Perfect, yes.
Okay. I will send this message right over to her, and then she will be following up within 24 to 48 hours.
Awesome. Thank you. Have
okay.
a good day.
You as well. Thank you for calling UPMC.
Sure.